Visionary Eulogy by Amina El-Bakuri. Oswaldo, it happens that my soul quivers before your wave-like presence. So in evenings, not like these evenings, my mature blossoms start budding. It happens that towards you, sweeping nostalgia transports me. So to your lantern-lit boulevards I rush, seeking amid daybreak variegations my grief-stricken voice. When it laid for your veins itinerary plans from erring poems and moons. Oswaldo, I am no object of desire of yours. The blades of my soul are overladen with racemes of light, smeared with the mysterious darkness from the glow of words. My hands confiscate my days, glaring with ink that flows painfully opaque on the breast of dreams. Horror-stricken, I drink at the lofty heights whose marine dew blessings surround me with vows of nothingness and wild goats of whiteness. The sky's fibers testify to my disobedience and my disengagement from the sin of original disclosure, from the pain that lurks behind the white sun and the musical minaret of speech. Oswaldo, remember I was obedient to your deep kisses. My nights were not only ash. I would gaze at your mysterious face, preoccupied as it was with the stars' movement and embellished with strange songs and poems. Let me for a while comb the night's chest with the cooing of words. I soar as high as the swings of your wild soul to secretly overview the splendor of distant lands and light a moon in the universal inkpot. Let me, from your large, beautiful eyes, extract the honey of the stars and sip the nectar of your lisp, secretly filling the carafe like the virgin of the dormant tribes. Oswaldo, suppose you are a mutilated idea, floating in the kingdom of air, arranged by coincidence to redeem yourself from hellfire. Suppose your dreams have forever forsaken you, when all at once you dreamed them with no prior notice or time limit. Suppose Lorca offered you the wild mint of paper on a furious Civil War night. Will the wild mint then have the selfsame malice of beautiful roses on a coffin of jasmine? Suppose Alcanza tore up grievously the bosom of her femininity, and the eagles of her anguish fell to pieces, as did Sakr her brother. Will the distressed bands of sand send forth the same inevitable wailing when the pigeon coos in tears, mending the patches of pain? Oswaldo, rarely did I whisper my erotic poems to you. A single eyelash twitch suffices to awaken the soul from its slumber, to distress a flock of sand grouses in their nests, to open the gate of probability towards a mutilated poem that might wail but never come, or thus whoop the falling nights. My own night was not enough, as I stared at the same glare fading slowly into the blossom of speech. Perplexed larvae ripped up on the loom of my own killing letters. Marble thirst beat me with a feeble whip. I aimed thus the spark of nostalgia at your secret water, Who, disdainful passerby, let our words fall like hail on the jujube trees of time. Let us, by means of water, pay allegiance to the metaphor therein, so that poetry exalts in us. Let us see the Dead Sea off towards its own exile. Let us wait a little. Tell me, why are poets first to die? Oswaldo, do not torture me any more. I do not carry Diogenes' lamp in daylight, but I may come to you on the morrow of a dark, windy day to present a succulent laudation that makes you shake all over. I may, with true intuition, trap you into a dilemma and stir the fire of your open wakefulness, or in my transparent boudoir, shield you from the straits of extreme redolence. When the female of awesome, terrible, erring fields clothes herself in Sheba's stars, believe me, the glass sheets and the dew of poetry may tell lies amid the uproar of slammed doors. The dazzle of glass may fool us like the body's intuition when an illusory vision blinds eyesight. Oh, passerby, the words encounter has long been rare. The heat has fallen. You have long enough deceived my pain. Do not cure me with feverish silence. The echo of water has reached the shelter of the soul, and this very night, screened by my surmise, adorned by my insomnia, has sailed far away into the distance. I have, but on very rare occasions, whispered my repulsion. So tell me, why does poetry not come smoothly any more? Why does it not resemble truth and light any more? Oswaldo, a fire fiercer than the glow of passionate hearts erupts volcano-like into the ribs of words, awakening the ecstasy of quickly receding rhymes. I am no inexperienced marine woman to be fooled by a water poem. Or am I to blame for feeling thirsty? So why does the choke betray the water drinker? Or am I to blame for profound fascination? And why does water flow downwards all the time? Oswaldo, the only good that looks like gold is the road. So said Uncle Bulos once, one fleeting dawn. Verses are ablaze on your pernicious head. Trees now border your long, foggy path. I am not yours through any kind of belonging, and I have but unwillingly appointed you a garden of my solemn pledges. So, proceed in your visions. The way of poetry is rather long. Proceed adventurously, opening your arms to the wind, to the virginity of the land. The road will not mistake you when it sees you coming far away like a cross or a martyr. The road will not mistake you. The road will not mistake you.